This is Chris Stanley. The President of the United States gets a physical. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is live from Bethesda Naval Hospital with the results. Mark, is Bill Clinton in good health?
Well, Chris, after some 6 hours of being poked, probed, handled, and examined inside and out, the President was again pronounced in overall excellent health. His cholesterol is down, his blood pressure is down, and his weight is down 20 pounds since his last checkup 16 months ago when he tipped the scales at 216. But doctors detected that a high-frequency hearing loss had worsened, and the President was fitted for tiny hearing aids that he'll wear in noisy situations. Chris?
Attorney General Reno has expanded the investigation into those White House fundraising phone calls by Vice President Gore. Newswoman Stephanie Lambidakis in Washington has more on that.
In a brief notice filed with a special court, the Attorney General explained her reasons for the preliminary investigation into Gore's fundraising calls. Reno states that because of complex factual and legal issues, and because the 30-day review period was so brief, more time is needed to determine whether laws may have been broken. Part of that complexity is a century-old law that has never been used by prosecutors against anyone who has solicited campaign money on federal property. So now the Gore investigation moves into a higher gear, and this preliminary phase could last up to 4 months. Stephanie Lambidakis, CBS News, at the Justice Department.
Gore heard about this in Tampa, Florida, and had this reaction.
I remain confident that everything I did was legal, and this is not surprising.
With supplies and a replacement U.S. astronaut dropped off, the space shuttle Atlantis has undocked from the space station Mir. But Atlantis has one more job to do for the Mir crew, and it's in the process of doing that now as we hear from newsman Peter King, who's with us live from the Kennedy Space Center.
Chris, Atlantis has been flying around Mir's Spectre module, which was damaged back in June in a collision. They've pinpointed one leak about 20 minutes ago. Some air was shot into Spectre, and almost immediately particles were seen floating out from the base of the solar panels, and only there. They'll try a second blast of air in just a couple of moments. This could help the Russians plug the leaks and get Spectre up and running again.
Peter King, live from the Kennedy Space Center. When a jury is seated in the Unabomber trial of Theodore Kaczynski in Sacramento, the names, occupations, and ages of the jurors will be kept secret. That was the ruling in a court hearing this afternoon, and newsman Pat Davis was there.
When this point was argued in court, defense attorney Quinn Denver said that the prosecution and defense don't agree on very much in the Unabomber case, but they do agree on one thing. Both sides agree that a partial, anonymous jury is essential to the integrity of the coming trial.
Both sides say an avalanche of news coverage has surrounded this case with a, quote, kook factor. Jury selection is continuing in Denver in the Oklahoma City bombing trial of Terry Nichols. The aircraft carrier Nimitz has been ordered to get to the Persian Gulf pronto. Iran has been violating Iraqi airspace. The U.S. is enforcing that no-fly zone. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 13 and a half. This is CBS News.
Nagano, Prelude to Glory, brought to you by Primestar. Two Asian nations sending Winter Olympic athletes for the first time. After this, for Primestar.
No, you tell them.
No, you tell them.
It's your turn last time.
Okay, talk to me, people. This Primestar situation, how bad is it?
Yo, it's panic time, sir.
And not only does Primestar not make you buy a dish.
Now they have 160 channels.
But we can't compete with that.
Holy Toledo.
Oh, it gets worse, sir.
Oh, yeah.
They've grouped all their channels into categories.
Great idea.
Well, sir, yes.
It's wonderful idea, sir.
Why didn't you think of it?
Well,
Primestar is the best value in satellite TV. Call 1-800-PRIMESTAR or visit your local Radio Shack.
1972 Sapporo, Japan. Some 1,300 athletes from 35 nations competed for the Olympic gold. Among these nations, Taiwan and the Philippines sent athletes to the Winter Games for the first time in Winter Olympic history. Nagano, Prelude to Glory. Brought to you by Primestar.
Attention, bank shoppers. They've arrived, and they're taking over the store. Due to a recent insurance claim from Los Angeles, Banks has recovered $900,000 in collectibles at 40% off. Starting October 3rd, save on collectibles from Department 56, Inesco, Disney, Yadro, Swarovski, Armani, and much more. Bring your friends, mothers, and neighbors. Run, don't walk, because any collector knows that sales like this never happen before the holidays. Banks, a most unusual shopping experience. Across the river from downtown in northeast Minneapolis.
WCC.
WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. The time is 3:04. We have partly cloudy skies. 86 degrees is the temperature, and that is probably an all-time high. We'll check in with Mike Lynch after the news and find out, but it is mighty warm out there for the 3rd in October, and we will have the full five-day forecast coming up from Lynch. The talking continues, and so does the waiting, as North Carolina businessman Don Beaver and Carl Pohlad negotiate the sale of the Minnesota Twins. Eric Escala is monitoring activity from the state capitol, and he joins us live. Now, Eric?
Well, Jeff, the talks have been underway since mid-morning at Carl Pohlad's business office in downtown Minneapolis. Here at the Capitol, Governor Carlson and state lawmakers are expecting that the result will be a purchase agreement that contains a clause that cancels the deal if the legislature approves financing for a new stadium. Wilmer Republican Senator Dean Johnson has spent the last couple days talking stadium with his constituents in west central Minnesota.
And view of Kevin Garnett's $120 million package, they simply can't relate to it at all. They've become angered and cynical about professional sports, and it couldn't come at a worse time.
Governor Carlson says he wants to review the purchase offer, and the governor meets Monday with Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, expecting to hear from him that Major League Baseball will let Carl Pohlad sell the team to out-of-state interests if no new stadium is built. Live at the Capitol, Eric Escala, WCCO Radio News.
The first person to escape from the new Carver County Jail turned himself in after an extensive search today. Reporter Bruce Hogovic was in Chaska this morning for details.
At about 4:10 this morning, Clarence Robinson was taken into custody by the Carver County Sheriff's Office without incident. He was apprehended in the rural area of the city of Chanhassen.
And that's the Carver County Sheriff, Al Wallen. Clarence Robinson had been on the lam since about 10 o'clock on Wednesday night when he managed to escape the two-and-a-half-year-old jail because of a technical failure. He was the object of an extensive search by land and from the air, plus blanket media coverage. Authorities speculate that's why he remained in the area. When he called from Chanhassen to turn himself in early today, he seemed to be well aware of the search and the coverage, according to the sheriff. The escape drew attention because Robinson has been convicted of burglary and is a suspect in a rape case. Bruce Hogovic, WCCO Radio News.
The St. Paul Police Department has its first female commander. Lieutenant Nancy DePerner was promoted to one of 10 department commanders. She's now one rank below deputy chief and two below chief. Chief William Finney says DePerner's broad experience has her on a track that could lead to the chief's office. When DePerner joined the force in 1980, she was one of only 11 female officers in the department. There are now 77 female officers in the St. Paul Police Department. CCO News Time is 3:07 and a half. Next up, we have the weather with Mike Lynch. After that, it is the swan song of the Cannon Mess.
So I'm camping the other night, and I glanced up at the sky and noticed the northern lights. While I'm checking it out, I almost choked on my second bratwurst, because the cool green and purple colors started looking like a snowmobile, an Arctic cat snowmobile. But before I could tell if it was really happening or I just got too much deep from my bug spray, it started to disappear. So I'm yelling, wait, wait, come back, what's the deal?
Funny how something so incredible can be so fleeting, like the Arctic Blast sales event. Right now, when you buy a new Arctic Cat, you can get $200 in Cat cash, good toward Arctic wear apparel and accessories, or finance through Arctic Cat Credit and get zero down in low monthly payments. But hurry, deals this great are gone before you know it.
Come on, show me a clutch, a belly pan. Whoa, that was so cool.
It's the Arctic Blast celebration. Don't miss it. Call 1-800-3-ARCTIC for a dealer nearest you. Offer good through October 31st at participating authorized U.S. Arctic Cat dealers while supplies last. Available on new 98 Arctic Cat snowmobiles, excluding Kitty Cat. Financing subject to credit approval.
Right now, Ariel's TikTok offer gives you 500 minutes of wireless calls for $50 a month. 500 minutes, $50 a month. And Ariel's 2-per-second billing lets you talk 23% longer on an average call since we don't round up to the next minute. To illustrate, think of this commercial as a phone call on other wireless systems. If we were done right now, we'd still be charged for 60 seconds. Just like you're charged when wireless companies round up to the next minute. But Ariel refuses to do that. And we also give you free caller ID, voicemail, and numeric paging. Plus, your first minute's free on all incoming calls. So only get charged for the ticks you talk. Call Ariel at 1-888-ARIEL-1 and sign up for 500 minutes for $50 a month. That's 1-888-AERIAL-1. Better hurry, though. The clock, after all, is ticking. Ariel, you called. We answered.
New activations only. Restrictions and credit approval apply. Service must be activated by October 31st, 1997.
The CCO News Time is 3:10. Now we check out the forecast. Here's Mike Lynch.
All right. We are close to an all-time record high for the month of October. We're 86 degrees right now. The all-time record high for October is 91, and that was set this date back in 1847. And I don't think we have much of a chance to get that. Clouds are starting to gather. There is nothing on radar approaching the Twin Cities. There is a cool front that stretches from St. Cloud to Redwood Falls. It is moving this way, but the atmosphere is pretty stable, so no showers and thunderstorms have developed yet, but there is a chance of that later on this afternoon or this evening, about a 30 to 40% chance. But like I say, nothing right now approaching. But what is approaching is cooler weather for the weekend and less humid weather. In the Twin Cities tonight, we'll see a low down to about 50 degrees. Then tomorrow, sunny to partly sunny with a high somewhere around 72. For Sunday, for Marathon Sunday, sunny to partly sunny skies, highs around the low 70s and lows will be around 50. Right now, we have southeast winds 15 to 25. We have sunshine, 86 degrees at the start of the final Cannon Miss.
Yes, sir, it is the Cannon Mess, the last radio show. I've been thinking of some titles here. Cannon Mess Redux. What do you think, Lash? No. How about the Moribund Mess, Ma?
Well, that sings.
The last rites on a Cannon Mess. We'll think about it. Or how about the Friday final Cannon Mess, Morg?
Stinks.
We're going to play this baby all the way through for you today for the last time. It's the Emerald City Band, What Do You Mean You Lost Your Dog, or translated from the Romanian, Moya Decla. I think it's apropos that the temperature is 86, and in bar parlance, when you act up in a bar, maybe you're loaded, and you're annoying the patrons and the bartender and the owners, and the owner says to the bartender, get the bouncer and 86 this guy. Or he just says, 86, and the bouncer knows, and they take the guy by the scruff of the neck, and they throw him out. That's what we're doing to the Cannon Mess today. We're 86-ing this baby.
It's almost over. Your chance to see more horsepower than has ever been assembled at Canterbury Downs for any one event. Through 9 p.m. Saturday, you will find over 2,500 used cars, trucks, vans, and RVs, all priced for immediate sale. It's the biggest selling event of the season. It's called the Canterbury Downs Used Vehicles Stampede in Shakopee, and it's off and running with record sales in its first 2 days. Customers from all over the state have made the drive to Canterbury Downs because in one location you'll find hundreds of cars, trucks, vans, and RVs to fit any budget. The special financing packages are outstanding. Not only is it easy to qualify, but you can dramatically reduce your monthly payments. These are dependable, quality, guaranteed vehicles from the most trusted names in the business. Car dealers like the Luther and Walser organizations, or RV dealers like Grandvilla's RV Center. You have Friday and Saturday till 9 p.m. to experience the Canterbury Downs Used Vehicle Stampede in Shakopee. So giddy up and save.
It is the Cannon Mess here at WCCO at 14 past 3. Jimmy Erickson working the board. Morgan Mundane, Ma Linger, Backlash LaRue, and me, the Iron Man from the Iron Range. I was the Iron Man from the Iron Range for a long time, and then I became the Iron Wuss from the Iron Range, but I'm back in shape again. So, do I look peaked today? Do I look like I've been crying all night, Mom?
Oh, yes. Your long, beautiful eyelashes are all curled up today. You want me to lick them off?
The eyelashes. No, no. Let me see in the mirror. Oh, my long, beautiful eyelashes are kind of all curled up and tangled up there.
They're almost reaching that mega brow. You looked awful on television the other night with Mike Max and Art Starr and Sid Hartman on MSC. Your eyebrows, we couldn't see your eyes.
It's part of the charm that I have. One of my heroes when I was a youth was John L. Lewis, an organizer for the CIO Labor Union. Big, tough guy, stood up to management. When people were going down in the mines in West Virginia and other places in Kentucky, coal miners, and getting coal miners' lung and not getting the right payment from management, nor any hospital benefits, and they were dying because of coal dust invading their lungs, and John L. Lewis organized those babies and got after management and got good contracts for them and got medical assistance and everything. And he had the bushiest eyebrows you ever saw, old John L. Lewis. I remember in those scratchy newsreels we used to watch when I was a kid in Eveleth on the Iron Range at the Region Theater and the Grant and the State. Old John L., one of my heroes, man, because he stood up there. He was righteous. It is 16, so that's why I never cut my eyebrows, Ma.
Well, I never knew that, if that's the case. Of course, you could forget John L. Lewis. Maybe you'd have a career in television after you wind things up here in a year at CCO.
I'm winding them up today.
Yes, but you're under contract. You're going to do the commercials. You're going to help Morgan.
I can do the television now, too. But I'll never shave my eyebrows to get a job.
May I talk to you about a familiar feeling? The one where the air gets a bite to it, and you know it's time to slip on something a little more substantial. Fall brings back crisp days, cool nights, and old friends like Land's End long sleeve t-shirts and rugged rugbies. Not to mention mock turtlenecks and regular turtlenecks. And about the only thing that feels better than a cozy knit shirt on a fall day is saving up to 35% off our original catalog prices. That's on our entire stock of men's and women's first quality overstock long sleeve knit shirts. The Land's End Long Sleeve Knits event runs from October 2nd through the 8th at the Land's End Inlet, where, besides being a treasure hunt every day, there are in-store catalog services, ordering and return assistance, and even a few choice catalog items to try. Experience the Land's End Inlet difference. It's the outlet where you have an in.
Cannon Mess here at WCCO. And our time right now is 18 past 3. What's the temp, Jimmy? 86, that's right, because we're 86ing the Cannon Mess today. What do you got, Morg?
Well, Marv Albert had another press conference today in New York, and reporters are screaming at him, yeah.
So what'd they ask him?
Well, one of them says, what do you think about the pink slip? And Marv says, I hope it fits.
Amit's Apple Farm by Stillwater is having their Apple Fest this weekend with Ruth Kozlak starting Saturday morning at 9. Enjoy many varieties of apple foods and entertainment at Amit's Apple Farm, just east of Stillwater.
With me right now is the star of a feature that we ran on the Cannon Mess for many years, As the Woog Turns. This the little soap serial that asked the question, can a poor boy from South St. Paul achieve notoriety, win a national championship, and satisfy all those rabid hockey fans in Minnesota? Doug Woog. Woogster.
Steve-o.
Nice to have you with me on my final solution day.
Hey, I tell you what, we'll all miss you. Many great years.
Yep, we had a lot of fun when I was broadcasting the games.
Oh, you're a great guy. This is, Steve, I hate to do the longevity thing, but when I was going to college, you were on another station. It was in the morning, and drive time deal. Now it's, gosh, what do we have, 11 or 12 years of the soap opera? And I'm a little concerned, though. I'm wondering if you put enough money away for all the, you know, Mollinger and Morgan. I mean, are they going to be taken care of?
Well, they got a, Ma and Morgan and Backlash all got a nice pension from me. They're going to be, they got the money, too. It's going to be okay.
Oh, it's been great, huh?
Well, I feel good about it. I got mixed feelings on my final show, but...
Oh, you should have. But you've had...
I may have to strap on the skates, come over to practice.
Well, you got to come.
I was a riverboat skater, you know that.
I know, and I heard you say the other day that you want to see what we got, so you got to get out to the discount center.
You bet. I'm going to be over there next week from tonight.
And anytime you want to come, you just got to make a call.
Okay, because I want tickets for that game, yeah. Michigan. Michigan, you're rated what? Number 8 in the country? They're 10th?
I haven't looked, but I'm sure that's
pretty
probably
close.
Appropriate, yeah. But I just want to call you, buddy, and said it many good years, and even the times when I didn't call in, you were out broadcasting that I was overpaid and was a snot-nosed kid that now had it made and didn't have to call in. I was still one of your friends.
I know.
That was fun.
I get carried away at times. Wilshire, have a good season.
Hey, thanks much, and you have a great retirement, buddy.
All right.
You've been great.
I'll be talking to you.
Bye.
That's the Woogster, Doug Woog, the longtime hockey coach and a good friend over at the University of Minnesota. And I got a letter here from a guy. You remember Rod Trongard, Morg? Oh, yeah, you worked with him. He did sports over at WLOL, KSTP. Yeah, he's been in Mankato for many years. Funny guy. And he sent me a fax this morning, and he said, I'll always remember the Viking broadcasts and trips. Same is true for the visit we had on CCO from the State Fair in 1996. He says, one of my great memories of you is not an on-the-air item, Ken. And he says, rather, during the days of the North Stars at the Met Center, when you were broadcasting North Star hockey with Al Shaver, before a game, you, Jim Klobuchar, and the late John Mariucci were in the press lounge, engaged in one of the greatest, funniest, free-for-all arguments about Iron Range hockey, the North Stars and the NHL. He says, the greatest thing I ever heard of is a genuine classic. He says, now that you've got the money, he says, Kevin Garnett, eat your heart out. Enjoy it. You've earned it. Rod Trongard. I got to tell you a funny story that Trongard told to everybody on a Viking trip. We're covering, we both did Viking football over at the Boulevard of Broken Hearts. So we were sitting in the bar at the Marriott in Chicago. We were going to play the Bears the next day. And there were a couple of women sitting there near us, and we started engaging in a conversation with them. And you know, pretty soon we bought him drinks. It was just a friendly thing. We weren't really coming on. And I was smoking in those days, and I ran out of cigarettes. And the woman said, well, I've got to go to the ladies' room. I'll get you some cigarettes from the machine when I come back. I said, that's cool, and I gave her a $20 bill. So she left, and then the other one also got up and said she had to go to the bathroom, and she left. So we waited about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, it dawned on us. Those women weren't coming back, especially the one with the $20 bill. Trongard immediately told everybody in the Viking contingent, from the players to Bud Grant to Merrill Swanson, who was the flack at that time, and everybody had a nice horse laugh on the old neighbor here. Remember that, Morg?
Yeah, never forget it. Everybody got a good horse laugh at you. $20 bill, shoot. And she took off.
That's true. 23 past 3, can and miss. 86 degrees here at CCO.
March 3rd, 7 a.m. My flight to Lombasa, Fiji had been delayed by a subterranean volcanic eruption in the Pacific Rim. With time on my hands, I decided breakfast was in order. Scanning my restaurant guide, I learned of a nearby Brugger's Bagel Bakery. Upon entering, I was immediately greeted by one of their bagel craftsmen. He quickly took my order, a honey grain topped with light veggie cream cheese. I then moved to my seat and bit into this most impressive of bagels. Without warning, my taste buds sprang to life, suddenly cast adrift in an all consuming state of sheer bagel bliss. Taken aback by how a pleasure so rich could come from something so simple and everyday, it was at that very moment that I canceled my plans for Fiji, deciding to remain at Brugger's so that I may continue to enjoy the finest bagels known to mankind.
For a limited time, stop in any Brugger's neighborhood bakery throughout the Twin Cities or Rochester and get a dozen fresh from the oven bagels and 2 half-pound toppings for only $8.79.
Brugger's Bagel Bakery, where bagels are baked to perfection.
Cannon Mess at 24 past 3 o'clock, 86 degrees. Moose is out on remote. Moose, come on in here.
Thank you, Steve-O. We are out at the grand opening celebration for Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman. They just opened up out here in Bloomington down on the southeast corner of 494 and Highway 100. And if you stop on out at any of the Schneiderman's locations, they've got some great deals going on, and more importantly, Thomasville Furniture. And when you mention Thomasville, a couple words come to mind. Selection, quality. Matter of fact, I was just watching some folks look at some leather options for some upholstery ideas on a big, huge sectional. And we're talking living room, dining room, bedroom furniture, and right now at Schneiderman's. You can stop in at all of their various locations here at the store or at one of their galleries and sign up to win $10,000 worth of Thomasville furniture, which will be given away from here at this location on October 22nd at 1 o'clock. Or a seven-night Delta Queen cruise on the Mississippi River. That's a big riverboat. That's valued at $6,000. Open tonight till 9, Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday noon to 5. It's Thomasville Home Furnishings in Bloomington by Schneiderman's, the grand opening.
Cannon Mass, 325, 86 degrees, straight ahead, James St. James. You think he'll start blubbering, Ma?
Oh, he might. He might. You know, the sales department has got a wonderful idea. They're going to put your sponsors on the air, say nice things about you, and then charge them. Yes.
It's more than four walls and a roof. For somewhere between the foundation and the rain gutters lies a blueprint for the future. A convenient financial resource for college tuition, debt consolidation, vacations, or home improvements. To get there, start with a First Star Home Equity line of credit. Borrow only what you need, only when you need it. Payments are flexible, interest may be tax deductible. And right now, First Star is offering a very competitive introductory rate of just 6.9% APR for 6 months on a home equity line of credit. To apply, visit your local First Star office or call First Star Express at 1-800-75-MONEY. Home equity. Be it ever so humble, there's no better way to achieve your goals. To get there, start here. First Star.
Equal housing lender. Consult tax advisor regarding interest deductibility. Following introductory offer, interest rate may vary. 9.5% APR as of September 1st, 1997. Not to exceed 21% APR. $40 annual fee. Up to $250 appraisal cost may apply. Property insurance required. Offer expires October 31st, 1997. Certain restrictions apply.
Hello, Steve. This is Mike Walker calling from the Sound Center. And on behalf of all the guys here at Sound Center, I want to thank you for all the good work that you've done for us over the years. And many good wishes, and I hope you'll have a long and happy life after this successful career of yours. Bye now, guy. Thanks a lot.
Ed Harris is a cartoonist. He sent me the greatest. Jimmy, you've got, are we simulcasting on 42 today? On the. Okay, so on Channel 42, get a tight shot now on this character, myself and Mollinger, Morgan Mundane, and Backlash LaRue. Ed Harris did this thing. I think that's pretty good of me, don't you, Mom?
Yes, looks just like you. Morgan, you got such a hook nose.
Morg?
I'm not commenting. He made me look stupid.
What do you think, Lash? Oh, I think it's wonderful. This man has a classy hand. Thanks to Ed Harris for that caricature. I'm going to have that thing framed and put into the Great Hall at the mansion, along with all the other stuff that I have there. My picture of John L. Lewis signed to Cannon, another great organizer. Let's do this.
Does the thought of letting a baby crawl on your carpeting make you uneasy? Do you worry about how clean it is? Well, this is Ruth Kozlak, and I say, bring your babies. Let them crawl and romp and roll. I called Coit Services. Coit Services removes the dust, pollen, grit, and grime from your home. Cleaning regularly, you know, enhances and restores the longevity of your carpets, rugs, draperies, and upholstery. Call Coit Services during their Choice of the House sale and save 20% on drapery cleaning, 25% on carpet cleaning, or 30% on both. Be sure to have your air ducts cleaned by Coit Services. Air duct cleaning reduces air contaminants and improves airflow efficiency in your home. So protect your investments and make your home clean and healthy. Call Coit Services during their Choice of the House sale and save up to 30% on your drapery, carpet, upholstery, and air duct cleaning. Call 1-800-4COIT. That's 1-800-FORCOIT. For experience you can trust, trust Coit.
If you're in the market, you're wondering what happened today, let's listen.
It was enough to give investors whiplash on Wall Street today. Stocks started strong after a positive unemployment report, and then the Dow Jones Industrial surged over 100 points. But they finished up just 11.05 at 8,038.58. Hugh Johnson, market analyst at First Albany Corporation, says tension in the Mideast then spooked the market.
Oil prices, energy prices skyrocketed, and as a result, you had the market, both the bond market and the stock market, take a very, very sharp dive.
Winners top losers 18-11. Bank stocks rallied on strong earnings expectations. Citicorp up 2.5. Bank America up 1.5. And Chase Manhattan up 2.25. NASDAQ index rose 13.5 to a new high. S&P added 4.5. 30-year Treasury bond was up 0.25. The yield at 6.28%. So once again, Dow Jones Industrials finished up 11.05 at 8,038.58.
No Wall Street Journal report would be complete without an add-on there of the Duluth, Mesabi, and Iron Range market report. Here's Morgan Mundane's brother, Maurice.
This market has not shown any signs of letting up at this moment.
All right, Maurice. Now, before we go to the news with Jeff McKinney on Cannon, I want to mention that this is the anniversary of the Honeymoon Trail Wagon Trek. I know you're interested in history, and I want to give it to you. September 9th through the 13th was when they had this Honeymoon Trail Wagon Trek. Starting in 1877, Mormon couples traveled from Pipe Springs, Arizona, across 70 miles of desert to St. George, Utah, and they'd be married then in the new Mormon temple. Today, a five-day covered wagon honeymoon trek follows the same road known as Honeymoon Trail. Now, Brigham Young probably made this trip many times to marry his 28 wives. He had over 51 children with these women, right, Ma?
Yes, and he would have had more. But one Saturday night, all 21 of his wives had a migraine.
Hi, this is Tim Russell. Monday morning and every weekday morning, I'll be back in the neighborhood again with the Tim Russell Show from 9 to noon. I look forward to meeting old friends and new, so fire up the welcome wagon, and we'll make it a daily habit. We'll talk about what's on your mind with a mix of great guests, useful information, and a healthy dose of fun. I'm back home starting Monday, October 6th at 9 a.m. And don't forget, Moose Miller will be taking you home from 3 to 6 every weekday afternoon starting Monday, too. It's nice to know you can go home again. WCCO 830.